This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The queen of mid-morning, Dana Perino, filling in for the king of late night, Greg Gutfeld, who's out recovering from being Greg Gutfeld. So let's welcome tonight's guest. Like a toddler in church, he'll leave you rolling in the aisles, comedian Jeff Dye. He's our favorite VP after the oil producer that killed all those seagulls, co-founder of Base Politics, Brad Palumbo. She's like Taco Bell. She's great at first, but has the potential to kill you in your sleep. Fox's contributor, Kat Timpf. And he retired from the ring, but he'll still wrestle anyone that steals his bling. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA world champion, Tyrone. Evidence mounts that Joe used fake email accounts. The National Archives has acknowledged the existence of nearly 5,400 emails, electronic records, and documents that potentially show Joe Biden using pseudonyms when he was vice president. So, man, those were the days when he was Veep. Unlike now, he was still warm to the touch back then. That's a hard one for me to say, but it actually is true. So the revelation comes after the Southeastern Legal Foundation filed a Freedom of Information request for emails connected to aliases allegedly used by Biden. Names like Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R. Beware. But maybe he was just using name suggestions that came with the free AOL CD-ROM he got in the mail. Kat will explain later. And now the foundation is suing for the public release of those records, claiming that Biden used the fake names to covertly share government info and discuss foreign business with his son, Hunter, and others, as well as recipes for making bean dip and crack. But yes, just like aliens in Roswell or whatever Jesse is using to glue his wig on, the people, they have a right to know. I wonder what Joe thinks about all this.
No, come on, man. The emails are of a personal nature. Just talking about yoga class, things like that. Look, here's a typical one right here. Hey, Hillary. Or should I say, Diane Reynolds. It's Robert L. Peters. I love these nicknames we use for each other just for fun. What do you think about the new Lululemon wrap waist leggings? Are they as buttery soft as they look in the catalog? See you in class. Signed, Carlos Danger. Just kidding. That guy's a perv.
So nice of him to drop in and help us out. Jeff, I'm going to ask you, is Jeff Dye your real name?
That's a stage name.
What's your real name?
50 Cent.
That's impressive. Impressive. So when you find out that the vice president at the time was emailing his son government business, but from a private email account with a fake name, and it was all about Ukraine, what comes to mind?
Well, I know that the most exciting, the real story is not always exciting as what we could maybe think and suggest and hope for. But it's just he's old, and he's forgetting his logins. He's got a lot of different names. He's got to keep going, I don't know anymore. My friend forgets his Netflix password. He deletes his whole account. He's got to start fresh, That's what's happening here, I think.
He's probably paying for Netflix like 17 times.
Yeah, that's what Biden's got, 75 Netflix accounts, I bet. Can't get in.
What's interesting is this, so it's called a Freedom of Information Act request. And Brad, this group, the Southeastern Legal Foundation, they filed it over a year ago.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now the archives puts this out there. Now, in a way, if you're the Biden team, you think, well, what, you should have just gotten it out earlier. But also, why would it take a year?
They always slow walk those requests. But look, I'm just kind of honestly surprised Biden knows how to use email. I mean, there are senators and congresspeople running this country who literally do not know how to send an email. They're 20-somethings, do all their emails for them, and they still don't know the difference between Facebook and Twitter and TikTok, even though they're going to try to write the rules for them and regulate them. But look, I think the Biden thing is so suspicious. Why do you have aliases or fake accounts if you're not doing anything corrupt, if you're not involved in anything sketchy? Like, it's never crossed my mind that I should make fake email accounts to email my business associates and family members. Like, that's not a normal thing to do.
And this ethically, Kat, would it never have crossed our mind that that was wrong?
Right. And I think that a lot has been said about the corruption and the influence peddling and how that's bad. And I agree with all of that. But I also am questioning whether I could possibly be actually understanding this, because he also seems to have been very, very stupid about it. Because it says he used these fake names in the business dealings that he was, quote, known to use in the White House during this time. So he was using the same fake names that he used in the White House as he was using to do business that he wasn't supposed to be doing because of his job in the White House. I thought the whole point of a fake name was nobody was supposed to know that was you. Am I wrong? I feel like that's like getting a burner phone to plan a murder. And then when the cops interview about it, you're like, hey man, any further questions, call me on this number. Right? Everybody knows you don't take your mistress and your wife to the same restaurant. And that's what he's doing.
I said, Tyrus, does everyone know that?
Well, unless your mistress works at the restaurant, then it gets weird.
I mean, there might be only one restaurant in town.
Not now, I'm with my family. No, that would be horrible. Oh, my God. I spit at that idea. Yeah. Awful.
That would be Tiger Woods.
Take my eyes, but never that, huh?
So when you're wrestling,
yes.
Sometimes you've wrestled, I know. Yeah. Sometimes you've wrestled under a pseudonym.
Yeah,
right?
I've lived my life under a pseudonym. My real name's Half Dollar. Listen, I'm gonna stick up for old Corn Pop here.
Okay.
All right?
Let's hear it.
There's no way in hell that he made these emails. Impossible. He also not only stutters when he speaks, he stutters when he types.
But no, this was eight years ago, though.
He went to the smartest guy he knew to help him with this. And that's why he was using all the wrong emails, Kat, because the smartest guy he knew was taking care of it for him. Unfortunately for him, the smartest guy that he knows is a crackhead. And this is why we all know that. But that's when I want to plan, if I want to do something sneaky and the five of us want to do something I want to do a bank robbery, I'd be like, who's here's the smartest? And Kat's like, I am. All right, Kat, you build the emails. I just lift the door and drive. So if we get caught, it'll be because of Kat. Yeah. So he went to the smartest person he knows, and we know what happened.
Maybe he should have emailed under Corn Pop.
He probably would have had a better shot at explaining it. Because at least he could say, listen, at the time, I had window shield car cancer oil.
Well, sometimes... sometimes I use fake names and things if I want to... Like, you said, well... He wouldn't be doing anything sneaky. He wouldn't need these fake names. Well, I downloaded the Barbie movie.
And you were doing something sneaky.
Yeah. I had to use a fake name. And so, that's the reason to cover your tracks. Sometimes you got to do something. You don't want your name on it. But now here I did it on TV. So now you know I saw the Barbie movie.
You know what? Once you get on here, everything is
Everything's
open.
Out.
It's an open book. We will know you inside and out for sure. Up next, Eminem's feud with a GOP dude.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Mock it and move on.
Yep, it's mock it and move on. First up, and an Eminem has sent GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy a cease and desist letter to immediately stop using his song Lose Yourself at campaign events. You might remember Vivek went viral earlier this month for rapping the 2002 hit at the Iowa State Fair. In case you forgot or you missed it, here it is.
He's joking how everybody's joking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up that.
His campaign says they'll comply with Eminem's request. And Vivek took it all in stride, posting on X, Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? He didn't just say what I think he did he? And, of course, that's another reference to an Eminem song. You're dying over here. You can't take it.
Listen, this is why karaoke is supposed to be in a dark bar. It's not. You know, like everyone thinks they're a star. Everyone thinks they're a comedian and a singer and apparently a presidential candidate now. So don't do that. And if I was Eminem, I'd be like, stop. You're ruining everything I worked for. Like he was, if it was an animal, we would have had him arrested for butchering in public. Like it was awful. He wasn't just singing his song. He was doing movements that made me think that he has maybe some aging stuff going on. Like he's
guys with no rhythm. I didn't think he was that bad.
He was awful.
I kind of
he was awful. One usually has to go to an old folks home to find somebody moving like that, and they're possessed by a devil. And there's an exorcist trying to stop him. Vivek is the kid whose parents paid for all the trips. So you all want to go because the car is cool and you get the Twicket pass at Magic Mountain, but nobody likes him. But we all have to pretend to like him so we can go get the cool party. Eminem said, and Eminem just said, yo party.
I think it's kind of endearing, honestly. Okay. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's not all buttoned up. He's actually in touch with music from this century, which you probably can't say about most of the other presidential candidates. So. Oh, look, I think it's good. He doesn't take
it. It often happens, seriously. Especially to Republican candidates. They'll try to use a song and they want to be hip, and then they'll get hit with one of these things. However, it could be good for media, right? Because he's been dealing with a lot of incoming, especially on things on foreign policy. And this is a great way to change the subject.
You'd rather have them talking about this than his crazy comments about 9/11.
Yeah, right? That would probably be good.
I think the real story here is this is the first time in history a brown man has gotten in trouble for using a white man's rap. This is progress. This is what the young people call equity.
Kat, are you a big Eminem fan?
I am.
Of course.
Of course I am. If Eminem ever, like, he's handling this well. If Eminem ever gave me a cease and desist, I would cry myself to sleep. I would not be able to get over it.
I would not be able to get over it, to be honest.
No, but I wouldn't even be able to handle it well publicly. I would have a very public meltdown.
Okay, let's get to this next story. Next up, there's this University of California Riverside professor resigning amid a controversy surrounding her supposed Native American heritage. For the past several years, Andrea Smith was accused of falsely claiming to be Cherokee. Remind you of anyone? Yeah. Well, now, after several colleagues complained, she's resigning, but it's a cushy agreement that allows her to avoid investigation, keep her position through August of next year, and hold on to her retirement benefits and honorary emeritus title. Brad, you love this story. Why?
I love it because this is important progress. Trans Native American lives matter. The representation has not been there. We only have one at the highest levels of our society. That's Elizabeth Warren. I think she shouldn't have been fired. I think she should have been promoted because we do not have representation for this community. No, seriously. I mean, how can you really, in the progressive worldview, say she did anything wrong? If you can identify as whatever you want, if words have no meaning, if nothing's set in stone, this is kind of the logical next conclusion. So of course it's absurd. Of course it's offensive.
Jeff, but why do they always go after Cherokee?
I don't know much about it, but how come the fake Indian gets to keep working, but the real Indian can't even do karaoke? Seems unfair. Seems strange.
It gives you something to think about.
Yeah.
It really gives you something to think
about.
But
she is hot. I'll give her that.
What?
That's the joke.
You know, she, you know what she needs to do? And I don't know you, ma'am, but if you're watching, here's what you need to do. You need to publicly call out Elizabeth Warren to have your back on this. Because it is completely that she went, Elizabeth Warren did the same thing, and she's at the, like you said, the highest levels of government. Be like, hey girl, can you have my back here? Just one tweet and have Elizabeth be like, I could see how this might happen.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Or this happens to a lot of us.
Or like, maybe Tyra, she calls Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
Or
send me a smoke signal, something to help me out. I don't understand what everyone's upset about. I have been fired, and I have never been, you are fired in a year and a half. You will keep your pay. You will get your retirement benefit. That's not a firing. That's a promotion. She don't have to go to work. She gets her checks, and in a year and a half, she can retire? Sign me up. Take me to your leader. How?
How? If it were a conservative professor, how would this have turned out?
Oh, well, I don't think they would have hired the conservative professor in the first place, if we're being honest. But of course not. There's a total double standard on these issues.
All right.
You would have to circle the wagons.
She's not really, yeah, like, what's less than canceled? That's what, she got a real soft cancel. Which is like
no, there's no cancel. Yeah. She got put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Cancel me like that, I'll get canceled every week.
It was on a totem pole.
There you go, of motion.
I was trying to find my Indian Native American reference. All right, thanks to Jeff Dye, Brad Colombo, Kat Timp, Tyrus, our amazing studio audience. Fox News at Night with Trace Gallagher is next. On behalf of Greg Gutfeld, I'm Dana Perino, and I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.